Hi, my name's Catherine, and I'm an English language teacher in Canada. And this is Here You Go, a podcast for enthusiastic and ambitious English language students and English language teachers who want to practice listening on the go. You're a busy person, but you're very committed to your English studies or your English language teaching. This podcast is for you if you like learning new things and listening to imperfect, sometimes fast English. As always, I encourage you to listen to the podcast a few times to learn new words and expressions, reflect on the questions asked and the information or ideas shared. But what I really want you to do is to pay special attention to what I call messy English. That's the features of English that are different when we speak them than how we write them on a page. So things like contractions, reductions, pauses, emphasis, word stress, and filler words like, you know what I mean? These are all special features of spoken English, and I want you to try to notice them, and I'll help draw your attention to them. Are you ready? Here we go. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of what I call Season 2. Except that on your podcast app, it will be episode 27. Can you believe it? Let's just keep these numbers growing. Thank you, everybody, for listening and for coming back. I'm so energized and I'm so excited to share Here You Go podcast with you again every 2 weeks. This season will be full of lots of interesting podcast topics and fascinating podcast guests. And there's also going to be a new community of people like you coming together in a new project I'm working on. So stick around until the end of the episode to learn more about that. But for today, I want to revisit the topic of listening. That's how I started with episode 1 last August. I really want to reflect on listening and offer an approach I've been sharing that will help you get at the sounds of English, the soundscape of English. So, not just listening for comprehension or for new words and expressions. Those are important parts of the listening process, for sure. However, my goal in creating this podcast was to try to make the sounds of English comfortable for you. Comfortable. So that you could start to listen for them and notice them, which in turn can help you understand audios better and help your own production, your own speaking of English. So what are we going to do today? I'm going to share a short version of a short workshop I did in July. It was called The Podcast Puzzle. I should also note here that I'm going to be offering a 90-minute workshop on this topic that I share today. So if it sparks your interest, remember that expression from one of last year's episodes? When something sparks your interest, it interests you. You get excited about it. So if what I say today sparks your interest, be sure that you are signed up to receive my newsletter and that you follow me on Instagram, because I will be announcing registration for this workshop in the coming days. It will be held on September 16th. Now, for now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. That's another great expression, and it means the details. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of what I shared in the podcast puzzle workshop in July. Are you ready? Here we go. let's begin with a question. Why do we listen? Well, we listen to gain information. We listen to learn new vocabulary and expressions. And we listen to hear the messiness of connected speech. I also hope we listen for pleasure and for fun, right? Why do something if it's not at least a little bit fun? Let me get to the analogy of a podcast puzzle. An analogy is a way of comparing two things. So how we listen to podcasts can be like how we do puzzles. We take our time, right? I don't know about you, but when I do a puzzle, I put all the pieces on the table. And I don't sit down and just do the puzzle all at once. I have to stand up, step away. My back hurts, my eyes hurt, and it just becomes too much. It's overwhelming. So I step back and I come back to it later. Puzzles take time, podcasts take time. And here is the five-step approach I recommend to making the most out of podcasts or any audio you enjoy. Step one's the easiest. This is my favorite part, step one. What I do is I subscribe to podcasts I enjoy. So when a new podcast is dropped or released, then I get a notification and I get excited. And then I read the title and I read the description. And I ask myself, does this interest me? Do I care? Because if I don't, I'm not going to listen to it. Look, wonderful listeners, I know that not every topic of Here You Go is going to spark your interest. You're under no obligation to listen to something that doesn't really interest you. So if the answer is no, don't listen. There's so many other resources that you could use that week instead. But if the answer is yes, well, then I think about this title and description, and I wonder, okay, what am I going to hear about? And then I take a walk. I put on my headphones, or I put in my AirPods. Ooh, look at the prepositions there. I put on my headphones, or I put in my AirPods. And then I put on my shoes, and I go for a walk. I go for a walk, but maybe you are driving to work and you listen in the car or on the bus or on the subway. Or maybe it's a cold, rainy day and you sit in your favorite chair with a cup of tea. The important thing in step one is to just listen. No pen, no paper, no computer or tablet. You're just listening. So take a deep breath and begin. Now, I'm often satisfied by just doing step one, and I need to take some time before I come back for step two, which is more intense. It's more serious because we listen with focused attention. We listen like Hemingway said, we listen carefully and we listen completely. So in step one, it's like we've built the border, the edge of our puzzle, okay? In step two, we're going to start filling in the inside. We need a desk or a table, a quiet location, pen and paper, or if you use a computer or tablet. I also recommend you also put on your headphones or put in your AirPods because the audio experience is a very intimate one and you don't want distractions and you really want to hear the sounds, right? We're listening carefully. What are we listening for? Here, we're listening for keywords. The words that help us identify the main ideas. And also, you know, we can identify those key words because they're often emphasized words or stressed words. They also help us get an idea of the the tone? Is this funny? Is it sad? Is it serious? Is it ridiculous? So listen for those kinds of tones. Now, I want you to write down here words and expressions that you don't know, but also words and expressions that you do know and that you like. Recently, I was listening to a French podcast, and the speaker used a chunk of language that I knew, but I'd forgotten how useful it was. And I wrote it down because I want to remember to use it. So if there's something you hear that you remember, that you know this chunk, write it down, remember it, and try to use it this week. Don't always focus on what you don't know. Now, you could stop at step two. A lot of people do, but we haven't yet got to the part where we're listening to the sounds of English. This is step three. So in step three, you're going to transcribe. You're going to write down everything that you hear in a 30-second clip or a 30-second extract of the podcast. There's a lot of language in 30 seconds, trust me. So only listen to 30 seconds of the podcast here. I want you to listen carefully and write down every word you hear. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about words that are missing. If you just can't figure out what the speaker is saying, leave a space. You'll get back to that later. Again, this happened to me recently. I understood the first two words the speaker said in a sentence, but I could not figure out what was missing. I knew it started with an S, but I left it. I just left it alone and continued to write what I did here. This is also in step three, where you're listening for things that maybe you don't normally listen for. Listen for contractions. Did the speaker say it will or it'll? Did the speaker say she will go or she'll go? Listen for reductions. Words like I don't know that become I don't know, or I want to, I wanna. Listen for reductions of because to cause. Listen for intonation. Listen for emphasis. Listen for pauses. And mark all of this on your document that you're writing. It will get messy. It's a lot of fun. So you can listen as many times as you need to these 30 seconds to be satisfied that you've really captured the language and the sounds in that 30-second clip. And then what do you do? Well, step four means you take your transcription and you compare it to the official, the original transcript. Most YouTube videos have a transcript. Here You Go podcast also has a transcript. I think it's really important. It's a way for you to compare and look at what you got right and what you missed. The gap is your gift. For example, when I was telling you about the French podcast, I had written down une jolie, a pretty, okay? And I knew the next word started with an S. Well, it turns out it was salaire or salière. I forget. It doesn't matter. What it was a description of a type of cow. It's kind of funny. Anyway, it's a name I'd never heard of because I didn't know that the speaker was talking about a breed, a type of cattle. So I'd never encountered that word before. It was new to me. And that's my gift. I got a present. I have a new word and a new way of pronouncing that word that I didn't know. So when we don't know, when we don't hear something, that gap is our gift. It's where we can gain knowledge, whether it's a word or sounds. It's also here that I want you to really focus on the audio and the original transcript to see on the transcript, it might say, it will be, but the speaker might have said it'll be. So notice that what's written on the page is not always how it is said orally. Step five is also where I really want you to celebrate. Look at what you've written down. You will have captured a lot in those 30 seconds. Celebrate what you knew and don't dwell on what you didn't catch. Step five is the very end, and it's where you can decide what you do to go further. If you're someone who's wanting to work on your writing, use this opportunity to write a review or write your reflections about the podcast topic and send it to me or your teacher or tutor and use it as material in your lesson. If you're looking to work on your pronunciation, then make an audio. Try to shadow, to mimic the person. Try to emphasize the same syllables that they did and pause where they did, or play with it and make it your own. Change the pauses, change the stresses, and see how that changes the meaning, if it does. This is also where you can do what you need with your vocabulary. So if you make word lists or flashcards or mental maps, this is an opportunity for you to do that. I also want you to check the pronunciation of these new words you've noted, because remember, English is a lingua franca, and there are many beautiful Englishes on this planet with different ways of pronouncing certain words. It's important to remember that. So that's it, folks. Steps 1 to 5. If I could sum up, step 1, just listen. Know that it's going to take time, and you're doing a piece-by-piece approach. Step 2, take notes on the language you don't know and the language you like. Get the main idea. Step 3, transcribe 30 seconds of the audio. Listen for the sounds of English. Step 4, use the original transcript and notice your gaps. Notice what you got right. Notice what you missed. Step 5, connect all of this to either your listening, your speaking, your writing, or your vocabulary and lexis building process. Remember that when you finish the puzzle of a podcast, you have a beautiful, beautiful picture. What do you think of that 5-step process? It's very useful for me, and I know it's been useful for people that I work with, and I would love to know what you think about it. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about this 5-step process, dig a little deeper, I have an upcoming workshop on September the 16th that will be very interactive. You'll work with me and others in the workshop to solve the podcast puzzle. I want to show you. You'll do the work, experiment, talk about it, see the results for yourself. I'm really excited to share this process with you. So if you'd like to join us, click on the link in the podcast description and sign up today. Space is very limited. The other thing we can do in step 5 is talk to people about the podcast, maybe other listeners. I mentioned that there's going to be a new community that you can join to talk about podcast episodes. What do you get if you join this community on Patreon? You are going to get a transcript, because I've just said it's a very important tool. You will also receive another audio or video connected to the topic of the podcast. And with this audio or video, I'll give you some listening tasks to do and also some comprehension and vocabulary to notice, the opportunity to reflect on something that resonated with you in this episode. I will also encourage you to share that reflection with me or others in the membership, because we're going to have a forum where we can write to each other and ask questions. Now, this is an experimental thing for me, so I'm really hoping that this private members community on Patreon will offer us a good method of communicating with each other and giving you access to me. It's really exciting. And the best part, I think, of this private member group is that I will offer you a monthly 90-minute Zoom call in a time zone where we can all gather to talk about one of the podcast episodes released that month. We'll vote and decide. It will be an opportunity for you to come and practice speaking, a place where you'll feel safe and relaxed, because that's really important to me. And you'll be speaking about something you've had an opportunity to really explore if you've used the five-step process with each podcast episode. So you'll come prepared and confident and able to talk about this episode in this community. It's a community for listeners who are learners of English, in addition to teachers who use this podcast with their own students. It's a way, there'll be resources for you to use to really help boost the listening activities where you're getting at the sounds of English. Here you go, listeners, come from all over the world, and their language learners and their English language teachers. And I've always wanted to find a way to bring us together. So I'm very excited to offer this private members group to you on Patreon. And I'm excited to announce that it is open for registration. And here is the icing on the cake. Anyone who wants to join the Here We Go community on Patreon and does so within the next 20 days, so by September 25th, your name will be entered into a raffle, and one lucky person is going to receive 6 months free membership to the community. I thought that might be an incentive for some of you who are thinking of joining. You won't regret it. I am really super excited to be offering this to all of you. Thank you for listening today. Let me know how the five-step approach works for you, and I will see you again very shortly. Thanks for listening to Here You Go. Transcripts are now available as part of my new private membership program on Patreon. The link is in the podcast description. You can also link to it from my website. Can you do me a favor? Can you subscribe to the podcast? And better yet, can you leave a review? I would love it if you shared the podcast with your friends. Remember, you can contact me on Instagram and by email from my website. You can find this information always in the podcast description. Special thanks to Amos the Transparent for continuing to provide the theme music to Here You Go. You can link to all their music in the program notes as well. Thank you for listening to the very end. I hope you continue to join me. I look forward to hearing from you, and stay tuned for the next episode of Here You Go.